Nolte, Anderson Cooper, You Have Every Right to Never Watch CNN Again. By John Nolte on May 12, 2023. In a terrible effort at damage control, CNN smug, little Anderson Cooper attempted to shame viewers into not boycotting the left-wing network. But the subtext of smug, little Cooper's comments was practically text. Cooper is furious at his network for allowing former President Trump to shine during Wednesday night's town hall. As I wrote Thursday, a potentially devastating consequence of former President Trump triumphing over CNN and moderator Caitlin Nurse Ratched Collins during Wednesday night's town hall event is that CNN infuriated and alienated what was left of its far-left political base of viewers. Already the fake news outlet had dropped to the ground gasping for viewers. And who are CNN's remaining viewers? About 450,000 woke Nazis who enjoy being lied to. Those are the only customers CNN has left. No one else watches that flaming garbage fire. Polls show Fox News wins the most Democrat viewers, with MSNBC coming in second. CNN is seen nationwide for what it is. A fake news spewing conspiracy outlet manned by the most unappealing group of anchors ever allowed on TV. Well, during Wednesday night's Trump town hall, CNN made two gobsmacking strategic errors. Serial lying Nurse Ratched was so awful and dishonest. CNN's attempt to use this town hall to prove it had changed only proved CNN even lies about changing. Worse for CNN is the fact that Trump beat the odds, danced over CNN's tripwires, and turned an obvious setup into a triumph. The result, CNN's residual viewers are now furious with CNN. Furious. Better still, teehee. So are CNN staffers, including smug, little Anderson Cooper. Anyway, Thursday night, in the worst approach imaginable, which I'll explain below, Anderson Cooper opened his basement-rated show to shame 1. His employer for the Trump debacle, and 2. His remaining viewers into not boycotting CNN. The video below is truly remarkable. An approach that can only come from someone who is so entitled and insulated from reality, he's basically a cultural flat earther. Many of you have expressed deep anger and disappointment. Many of you are upset that someone who attempted to destroy our democracy was invited to sit on the stage in front of a crowd of Republican voters and answer questions, and predictably continues to spew lie after lie after lie. And I get it. It was disturbing. With tears of rage in his voice, smug, little Anderson Cooper then listed everything that disturbed his smug, little precious self about Trump. He then went on to berate his employer while going out of his way to never say Trump's name. Hilariously, like a bitter ex-wife, Cooper kept referring to Trump as that man. Now many of you think CNN shouldn't have given him a platform to speak. And I understand the anger about that, giving him the audience, the time, I get that. But this is what I also get. The man you were so disturbed to see and hear from last night. That man is the frontrunner for the Republican nomination for president. That man you were so upset to hear from last night. He may be president of the United States in less than 2 years. You have every right to be outraged today and be angry and never watch this outlet again. But do you think staying in your silo and only listening to people you agree with is going to make that person go away? Ooh, that man. The best part is that Cooper's smug lecture appears to have only further angered his 13 viewers who are accusing Cooper of gaslighting. Everything I predicted would happen to CNN years ago has happened. In their childish and partisan zeal to kill Trump, they made a wild left turn that alienated everyone but the woke Gestapo. The mistake with that approach is that you allow the woke Gestapo to own you. The woke Gestapo now wags the dog. Either you appease them, or you lose all of your viewers. CNN is now so broken, so wholly owned and dependent on the woke Gestapo. Cooper is using the opening of his show not to do news, but to hold a therapy session for himself and the 13 losers who still watch. Trump broke CNN years ago. Wednesday night, Trump sucked the marrow from CNN's broken bones, and I am in hog heaven. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.